each and every one of you. Got a little dust devil back there kicking up. Well, it's because it's exciting about the band that's about to come up. Colorado Birth, named after the secret ingredient in Martha White's self-rising flower. Banjo player of the group has mentioned that the name selected turned out to be better than some of the other names that popped up, including Dracula Spectacular and Velvet Elvis. But no matter what paths and remarkable things each of these men have taken or achieved on their own since then, they have also never stopped being hot rods. Phase shifters and electric bass, alter egos and fashion plates. They debuted Telluride in 78, and we have loved them ever since. Bring home the biscuits, boys. Here comes Hot Rise.
Yeah. be my friend, but when it's gone, I'm alone again.
Everybody, Telluride Bluegrass Festival Sunday afternoon. You guys are holding up really well. You should be proud of yourselves. This is a marathon, this thing. We're the Hot Rise Band. We're very happy to be back. Joe mentioned, this is 35 years since the first time we stood on this stage and played, looking at this beautiful view. And we're honored to be back, happy to be a part of it once again. For those of you who've never seen Hot Rise before, I bet there's 10 or 19 maybe out there. I'll just quickly tell you about the guys in the band. With the banjo, he lives in Niwot, Colorado. He's a banjo educator and innovator and songwriter and champion of bluegrass through and through. Dr. Banjo, Mr. Peter Wernick on the banjo. With a guitar from Asheville, North Carolina. He's the newest member of the band. He may be the nudest member of the band too, but we're not aware of that. But he's a fine guitar player, a Grammy winning. He's won every prize there is in the world of guitar. Very proud to have him in the group, Mr. Brian Sutton on guitar. With a mandolin, and he's gonna play some fiddle for you later on. Also won every prize there is, Grammy, Male Vocalist of the Year in the Bluegrass World, and many other well-deserved awards. Great songwriter and singer, and active musician in many, many ways. Mr. Tim O'Brien from Wheeling, West Virginia. Former Eagle Scout, or currently still an Eagle Scout.
I'm the guy who's been doing all the talking here. He's our very own MC, and he also MCs a famous radio show called E-Town. How many people listen to that? I listen to it, wonderful show. He's been doing that with Helen, his wife, for many years. And he's also jack of all trades, sings tenor, sings baritone, sings all kinds of stuff, writes songs. We're very proud of Mr. Nick Forster. Let's hear it for Nick.
Something we haven't done in many, many years, which is we started recording some new songs. And so we got some new songs to test out with you guys, with your indulgence and permission. But we're pretty excited about these things, and here's one. This is one that Tim wrote, and it's called You Were On My Mind This Morning.
much, Nick, of course.
You were on my mind this morning, you were on my mind today. We had our good times together, we sure had our special way.
Thank you.
That's Pete's new song, banjo instrumental called Skyliner. We're going to sing a song from one of our recordings, and this was written by our good friend out in California, Butch Waller, of a high country band. It's called A Voice on the Wind.
Here's another another new one. As Tim mentioned, we did Pete's instrumental. Here's another one. This is one of Tim's, the one we just recorded. It's one called Blue is Falling.
Telephone all morning long. Thanks, everybody. Hot Rise and Telluride, new songs, we're having fun. Hope you guys are doing all right. We have more stuff. I should mention that eventually, at some point, we'll take a breath, just a little breather, because, you know, the new material is so taxing on our brains that we'll let the Trailblazers come out and play a couple songs, and we'll come back after that. Whatever. I know. Here is another new one. I should mention that it was 26 years ago today backstage when I met my wife. And being married, there's a lot of compromise. And there's a lot of understanding. And this is a song about not compromising and not understanding. And that makes it bluegrass. And it's one I made up and it's called Doggone. I won't do it even though I could. I won't do it just because I should. I won't do it if it's my turn. I won't do it and I'll never learn. Cause I'm doggone. I won't change my ways. Yeah, I'm doggone. No matter what you say, it's up to me. So just let me be. I know that you might be right. I don't care if it causes a fight. It might be the best thing to do. I won't do it cause you told me to. Yeah, I'm doggone. I won't change my ways. Yeah, I'm doggone. No matter what you say, it's up to me. Well, honey, let me be.
I'm trying.
All right, here's another new one. And this is one that Pete and I made up. And there's a lot of these. A lot of these new songs that we've been experimenting with. So we'll keep trying. We're going to do just maybe a couple more after this, and then we'll let Red come out. But here's one. I guess this is also a relationship song about giving things another shot. It's about love, and that's bluegrass too. It's one called Come Away. As I look out across that beautiful sea of humanity out there, it's not hard to spot a few trend-setting individuals who've chosen to dress up like sacks of Martha White flour as a badge of honor as they come to a bluegrass festival. Because they know that Martha White flour sponsored Flattin' Scruggs and that Hot Rise is a secret ingredient in Martha White flour. And we're gonna sing a little song about that right now, about Better Biscuits, Cakes, and Pines.
Cakes and pies with Martha White silk fries and flour.
That one all purpose flour.
Martha White silk fries and flour. It's got high
bread.
Here's one that features Brian Sutton on the guitar, The Hangman's Reel.
Sutton, the newest member of the band. He's been with us, this is his 12th year with us. Might as well mention, we certainly miss Charles Sawtelle. He's with us for the formative and the long-lasting years of the band, and our wonderful sound man, Roan Banisher, Frank Edmondson, gone in the past, but we've got a great crew working with us. Thanks to James Toe for doing the sound for us today. And these other guys, they're sort of our crew because we have trained them to change the socks on the floor from dirty to clean on the bus as we travel around. And some of you probably have never seen Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers before. Is that true? I mean, how many people have seen Red Knuckles? Oh, that's a lot of people. How many people don't like to raise their hands very much? They just don't like doing it. Okay. Thank you anyway for doing it. Now, these guys are a little different. They're a little older fellows. Some of them are really old. But we still take them around with us because they have fans that are called knuckleheads, and they'd be very disappointed if we didn't let them play a little bit. and they dress a little garishly and they act a little weird, but they play a kind of music that is not popular anymore, and you'll see why. But no, it's actually a great kind of music that Hank Williams and Lefty Frizzell and people like that were famous for, but they're all gone now except for these guys, and they play what is called the old electric music. And they use old electrophonic instruments that plug in, which of course we don't because we're too pure. And they come from a little border town. Anybody remember the little border town? All right, some people have long-term memory as well as they know how to get here, which is a good thing. By the way, this is year number 19 for Hot Rise at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. We're kind of proud of that. And anyway, so these guys all were at, what's that little joint that they get together at? The E Cafe, that's right, thanks for reminding me. And that's where we discovered them. We said, come on our big shiny bus and we'll take you all around the country and you'll work for us and we might pay you when we have a little extra and you'll get fame and not, if not fortune, you'll have fame or something. You guys can come out now. Would you like to welcome them, please, all the way from Wyoming, Montana? Here they are, Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers.
Thank you so much, Mighty Fine. Mighty Fine and a great big howdy. How you all doing out there? Mighty Fine, thank you so much. Mighty Fine.
He's Red Knuckles.
And we're the Trailblazers.
Oh, it's great to be with you all, folks, here at the 40th Annual Telluride Bluegrass Festival. And Hot Rise didn't tell us about this gig, but we read about it on the interweb. We figured we ought to come down and help them out. So we're glad we could be with you all today, here in this beautiful country.
Is this on? Check.
We're going to do a song that comes from Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. It's called Cadillac and an Indomitable. Thank you.
my modeling will get electing the older in my modeling. Thank you very much, Waldo. It's great to be with you. And of course, you met Waldo on the steel guitar. That's Waldo Otto. And his brother Elmo on the fiddle, Elmo Otto. The Otto brothers. I remember the days they used to travel around in the Eldorado's car. Yeah, out by the lake. Getting into some business out there. And of course, on the guitar from Wyoming, Montana, like the rest of us, most of us anyway, that's with the fringe on the guitar and on his clothing. He plays in the Western style, the honky tonk, to take off all the styles. Piles of styles, Wendell Mercantile. Piles of styles, Wendell Mercantile. And back on the bass, he spells it B-A-S-E. He's actually from across the border in Montana, Wyoming. He lives at the Derby gas station there. His hobby is tying flies. It has nothing to do with fishing, folks. It's just he gets regular house flies. He ties them up. Make him welcome Suede. Suede. It's called Feng Suede.
That's modern, man. How'd you learn that? You know, we're not that modern, but we're trying very hard. You know, we'll tell you some of our hobbies and occupations, which are going through some changes, wouldn't you say?
Are they? Okay.
There they are.
Yeah.
More of that later.
Okay. I just wanted to check the time.
Ben's got to watch.
I got to watch. It's a new thing this year. Anyway, here's one from George Jones. Everybody loves and revere George Jones and country music. Music, as we know, it would not be the same without the Possum. Here's one of his great songs, The Window Up Above. That I love so. I can feel the clouds are gathering. The storm will wreck our home. For last night, he held you tightly, and he didn't even show. I know it's true, for I've been watching from the window up above. Still, it's best to get to know you and the way your heart can sin. Change.
very much, country music fans. Thanks to George Jones. Never die.
And, you know, we have some new things we've been doing, and one of them is Red has started a zoo. Isn't that nice? And it's hard to find animals up in Wyoming, Montana, so of course we started with prairie dogs. And it has an incredible bunch of prairie dogs, and there's even a big cement one in the front of it with the word zoo on it, which helps you understand why it's there. Didn't you say that, Linda?
That hasn't really caught on yet, Waldo, but I think it's good. I think he's on to something.
Well, we're on to something too, you know.
I know, you especially.
I am some odd group.
Yeah. So we learned, folks, that Red's old uncle, Bud Knuckles, we haven't seen him in a long time, but he's went away for a number of years, not sure why, but he was back. He helped
it's
us with a...
Great seeing old Bud.
Bud Knuckles got us started on a couple of business ventures down here in Colorado, in a little border town of Utah, Colorado, which is a whole new thing going on. So now there's all those discount donuts.
And dispensary. We have all kind of flavors like wild chocolate and wild chocolate, crazy chocolate.
And the motto, chocolate your motto has changed a little, Waldo, too. It's you bite it, you bought it.
And then you have to wait about, 15, 20 minutes. And they're just as nutritious as a fresh donut, but naturally, the ingredients are, you know, like expensive now, so it's not exactly discount donuts, but when you consider the whole package, Wendell, don't you consider the whole package?
And
when you eat the eighth and the ninth donut, it gets better and better, and you feel happy, and life is good. At one of those discount donuts and dispensary. Red, what do you
think? All right, Waldo, thank you so much. Waldo Otto, Waldo's Discount Donuts, and Dispensary. Well, here's a song about who the Trailblazers really are underneath these shirts and inside the boots, under the hats, and all that kind of thing. We have enjoyed playing for you. We'll just make way for Hot Guys. They think, of course, that they're the stars. Please humor them when they come back, okay? They really need our help, we know, and just humor them when they come back. I know they're nice enough guys. So I never cared. That one guy with a little guitar, what's the deal with him? Anyway. Well, I'm a honky tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Oh, if you give the girls a whirl, you can get the girls a love jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone. I holler, hey, mama, can your daddy come on?
Would you like another one from the Red Knuckles organization, the Trailblazers.
Hey, no, please.
Please, express yourself. Don't hold back. Go crazy. These somersaults, anybody could do a standing flip. Now's the time. Marshmallows, if you still have any left over. Left over, that reminds me. Oh, there we go.
It's snowing. Hey,
well, that's a,
we got a sing-along
new one
for you. We have a
that's
sing-along.
A new one.
Yeah, go ahead, that's a new one.
That's a good one. Let's check it out. Yeah, I hope it's one of those, you know, special ones. Special marshmallows. Well, I'm really glad I'm saving the rest for later. That doesn't work so good on the instrument, though. Sorry, instrument.
All right, we're going to ask you to sing along with the words. You know the words. Oh, Mona. Right? Oh, Mona. Can you say that? Oh, Mona. And then a little bit different. Oh, Mona. Oh, Mona. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Well, I was winding down the road,
oh, Mona,
with a tired team and heavy load singing,
oh, Mona.
Pop my whip, the lead horse sprung,
oh, Mona.
Hind horse busted a wagon tongue.
Yet whether you're a knucklehead, but we will consider you as a knucklehead if you would like to be considered in a kind of provisional way. We have an organization, FNA, Future Knuckleheads of America, And we invite you to consider a new life that has a lot of excitement in it. Free marshmallows. That's good. We appreciate the free marshmallows. I think some of these were provided by our leader, Mr. Craig Ferguson, who's actually a knucklehead in his secret life, daring lions. He has a bunch of fly swatters under the bed, and some of the stickers, you know, have been in his bathroom, you know, and they're all over the bathroom, and we appreciate it, Mr. Ferguson. You know, we don't get paid that much by Hot Rise, but we know you are nice to Hot Rise, and maybe, you know, give us a favor sometime. You know, we have some special wild, crazy chocolate. You know, oh, imagine that. I thought you guys were resting. All right,
we're all resting up. Thanks, Waldo.
Thank you, Mr. Forrester.
Time to move it on.
I'm just practicing. Good to practice. Okay, well, gotta go now. Have a good show. Is Mr. O'Brien going to play the fiddle now? Good luck to him. You know, there's no frets on a fiddle, actually, ladies and gentlemen.
It's none of your business.
It's not so easy, but Mr. Yeah. O'Brien practices, which is a good thing. But I have to go now, so break your legs, you guys.
Thank you, Waldo. Waldo Waldo, Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers. Did they do okay for you? All right. Glad to hear it. I've never heard them. I guess it's good, though. Learned from Luther Strong from Eastern Kentucky. Alan Lomax recorded this back in the 30s, I believe. Luther, he heard about a great fiddle player named Luther Strong, and he wanted to record him. He had found out that he was in jail for public drunkenness. So he bailed him out, had to borrow a fiddle and get him a pint of whiskey. And this is the first tune he played. It's called The Glory in a Meeting House. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We've got just a couple more picked out for you. We're going to play a song that was requested, and it's one that Pete wrote. I mean, sorry, it's one that Nick Forster wrote. After your house sitting, I think, at the late Charles Sawtelle's house, if I'm not mistaken. And it's in the key of G if you're playing along out there. I want to thank all the Planet Bluegrass folks for having us here, and all of you for coming back, keeping this festival what it is. It's a really wonderful thing. I was thinking this morning, I've been here 37 times. Most of the same people keep coming back. We age a little bit, but we age at the same rate. It sort of makes time stand still. Except when the big 40th anniversary book comes out, we'll be shocked to see what we looked like back then. Anyway, it's great to be with you here today.
But it's gone. Same feelings I recall. Leave your mind and mind alone. I think I'm going away. Leave this house and all my past somewhere new. And I might leave the shadows in my room.
Song is a real fast one. Would you like to hear it again?
Thanks again, everybody, for making us feel welcome once more at Telluride. We've had a blast. It's great. You know, thanks, of course, to Craig and Steve and Julie and the whole team for doing such a great job. Thanks to James Tuttle for mixing the front of house, and the crew on stage has been great. We may well be over at the country store later on. Don't expect to see the Trailblazers, though, because we got chores for them. Thanks again. Here's one that features Pete on the banjo, and this one called Train 45.
Thank you.
didn't want to make you wait too long because we're going to do two for you. One old and one new, one from the 70s, one of Tim's first songs that he ever wrote, and a bluegrass classic, now I think you'll recognize it, and then one you couldn't possibly recognize it because we just recorded it and we've never played it before in front of people. So here we go.
Thanks, everybody.